This is the morning program with Gareth Parker on 882 6PR.
24 minutes past nine on the program. So the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, held a press conference this morning, asked about the impact of this tariff situation on Australian grain growers, and this particularly affects West Australian grain growers. Take a listen.
We understand that those shipments that are on their way to China will not have this tariff imposed on them, from what we understand from the initial communique from China, but we're getting clarification on that. So we're working with industry, and in fact Simon Birmingham and I intend to meet with industry as early as tomorrow to ensure that they understand the next steps and what we will take as a government to support them in standing up for them and their rights.
Does this confirm we're in a trade war with China?
No, there's no trade war. And in fact, even today, I think you've seen that there's increased demand for iron ore out of China. The reality is they have used the process quite fairly around a belief that we have not been fair in our trade. We prosecute the case quite strongly that that is not the case. We will now reserve our right and probably go to the independent umpire to make that determination. That's what you do in a fair trading system. You use the rules. China has been well within their rules in what they have done. We continue to trade openly on a number of other commodities, not only in agriculture, but in minerals and also services. This will not change, but we'll continue to make sure that everything is done on a fair and equitable basis. And when we believe that it isn't, then we'll have the independent umpire make that assessment.
So that's the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, denying that there is a trade war. Alana McTiernan, the West Australian Agriculture Minister, takes a different view. She says, quote, "It would appear Western Australian barley growers have been caught up in a much larger issue." I'm inclined more towards the Alana McTiernan view of the world than the one expressed by David Littleproud. That said, it's the story for public consumption from federal national officials. I'm going to talk to another one of them. That's Simon Birmingham later this morning after 10 o'clock. Barry Large is a farmer, a grower of barley and other things out at Myling. He's also chairman of the Grains Industry Markets Access Forum. Barry, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Is Alana McTiernan right? Are you being caught up in a much larger issue?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, I think everyone's entitled to have their view and their opinion on what's going on. But I would like to concentrate really on the facts. And the facts are that we have an issue with barley. And I think, as David just said, heading it off to the umpire, to the WTO disputes, to get this sorted out is the best course of action. It's the process that's put in place to deal with things like this. Everybody deserves the respect, and we would demand that respect if it was the other way around. So the sooner it gets there, the better, the way I see it for WA growers and all barley growers across Australia. It is disappointing that it's happening at a time when we're seeding our crops or put our barley in to make our choices for this season. And that's not good. I don't like that, but unfortunately that's how it is. We've been in... Sorry.
You go, mate.
We spent a lot of time talking with Simon Birmingham's office early hours of this morning about GPA, Grain Producers Australia, trying to help facilitate to get the Chinese to pick the telephone up so we can deal with this, start the negotiations and hopefully head it off before it does go to WTO, but a bit hard at the moment.
Yeah. If it does go to the WTO, to the umpire, as everyone's calling it, do you have any idea how long that process would take and therefore how long you'll have to deal with the reality of 80% tariffs until you actually get a determination and a hearing?
Look, the tariff goes on. My understanding is that when they put it on like this, it goes on for the next 5 years. To go to the umpire for the disputes process, I'm not sure on what the timeline is, but I would expect that it would be a most probably would be a 12-month line. The chances of having it seen before this harvest, I think, would be a bit remote.
If the tariff goes in place, what does it actually mean for the product that you grow in terms of its demand, in terms of its price, in terms of, alternative markets?
Look, there's no doubt the pressure will come on the market. They're taking them out of the market. They are buying the bulk of our malt barley and portion of feed and whatnot. But at the end of the day, it's not the first time we've had a market pull out on us or close. And and growers are quite resilient, and the marketers are resilient. The rest of the world is watching our product. They know we produce great product, and we know we produce the best barley for making beer. So hopefully we can take the slack up. And, I mean, the sales last year were down considerably on the year before. So, you know, I'd like to think that the sun's still going to come up tomorrow.
Mm. The Chinese brewing industry in particular takes this West Australian barley. They're not going to stop making beer, are they? So, I mean, what are their other realistic options?
Well, their options are they'll look at barley from other countries and that, but at the end of the day, the reason they like ours, the functionality of our barley when it comes to brewing is second to none. And I'd like to think that there'd be a fair bit of pressure coming from them back onto the government in China the other way, saying that, you know, now we have a problem because we can't get access to this product at a fair price. So I think they'd be pushing for it to get through the WTO too. I really do.
So in fact, you think that this action is actually the party that it's really harming is Chinese brewers?
Absolutely. And us as growers taking some competition out of the market. But there's a lot more to it than just us guys who are getting hurt.
Yeah.
And realistically, their population and how much beer they consume in their country, I would suggest there would be a fair bit of pressure coming the other way. But the most important thing is that they have the right to do this, and we have a mechanism in place to deal with it, and we just have to go through the process and not get too wound up in it.
In the short term, what prospects that other markets have found for this barley that you're putting in the ground are you seeding at the moment?
Oh, look, there'll be other prospects, and I'm sure that there will be other import or other guys who would like to buy our barley who'll be looking at the moment thinking, well, we might be back in the market. And the discount we're going to see, well, I'm not really sure on that. That'll be determined by the market. But we just have to put our product out there and hopefully that these guys go to the WTO, we sort this out. And, you know, there's pressure on both sides. So I'd like to think that, you know, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. We've just got to go through the process. And as David Littlepower said, the umpire, I know it might sound a bit cliche-ish, but it's put there for a reason. It's not the first time that this has happened on other products, and we just have to go through the motions.
Barry, good luck. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Send me some rain, eh?
We'll try again. We agreed we'd do that 2 weeks ago, and we failed to deliver so far. Barry Large, chairman of the Grains Industry Markets Access Forum, also a farmer at Myling.